First question is, what made you want to do a competition like this? I could tell you're obviously into working out, but this goes to the next level. And how long did you train just to be able to get in shape for this?
That's a loaded question. First off, who wouldn't want to do a competition like this, in my opinion? I'm just a natural competitor. I do CrossFit, so I compete in that, which already is super intense training. I already was working out a lot. I work out 5 days a week, 3 to 4 hours a day, so I already had a pretty good, solid foundation going into this. But when I got the call, when I first was invited down to LA, I was wow, now I have to step up my training immensely. But especially when I saw the other competitors, I was like, I am with some of the best athletes I've ever seen in one room. So I guess going into it, I just stepped up my training a little bit more, got my conditioning down a lot. I didn't know exactly what to expect from the competition, so kind of just wanted to be super well-rounded, kind of CrossFit already is. So just continued what I was doing, but stepped it up a bit.
Now, I guess when you saw all the other competitors, as you said, did you sort of feel like a pro athlete? I cover hockey, and, if an 18 or 19-year-old gets called up, he probably feels the same way the first day that he sees all these great players that he's watched on TV. Now, you didn't watch these people on TV, but you're seeing all these people. That's when it sort of hits you wow, this is going to be the most intense competition of my life.
Yeah, it was really funny. When I was going into it, I was pretty confident because it's what I do all day, every day. But when I got there, I was a little taken aback at how good these people were at whatever they do. They are the best of the best. So, yeah, it was awesome seeing so many fit people in one place. Everyone where we were staying, they were kind of awestruck by how fit everyone was. Yeah. So yeah, it was, I was super, super just honored that I was amongst them. So yeah, it was amazing.
Now, where in New Jersey did you grow up?
I grew up in Philly.
Oh, in Philly, sorry, yeah. So where in Philly?
I live now in Center City area, okay. But I lived in Southwest, and actually I lived in Boise, Idaho, my teenage years, and then I came back as soon as I graduated high school at 17, so I've been back a while now.
Okay, so in Philadelphia, what do you think people will identify with about you and want to follow you on the show?
I'm Philly all around. I am so city. I always say I can never live outside of the city because I'm a creature of convenience, and I just love walking out my door, having the energy of the city around me.
Right.
People here are huge sports fans, so I think that following someone from Philly on the Tangents would be something that they're interested in. I've had neighbors already in my building and all around my building. They saw me on the commercial and they're like, "Oh, did we see you? We'll be rooting for you." So I think they just like that hometown person to root for.
Okay. Now I cover the Flyers. Is there anybody on the Flyers that you like? And maybe I could tell them about you and they'll start following you.
I actually don't really watch hockey.
Oh, okay. That's fair.
But, any of the stuff, I just tell them I'll work out with any of them any day of the week.
All right. I will tell them that. What about, give me your favorite restaurant or hangout spot in Philly.
Honestly, I am such a creature of habit. My favorite hangout spot is the gym. So I literally go to the gym and I'm here pretty much the entire day. I love just being outside. So I just love being on Penn's Landing.
Okay.
I live right by there, so by the water, just when it was summer, I lived like Spruce Street Harbor, and I go to that dog park all the time. So I'm a dog lover. So there, I guess the Schuylkill River Dog Park is my favorite hangout spot.
I've been there with my dogs. I have three dogs. What kind of dogs do you have?
I have a lab pit mix.
Okay.
She's the best. So she makes, I take her to the park like every day because she just, she's like me and she needs her workout or else she gets cranky. So
right.
Have to run her around.
So that's good. So even when you think you're done exercising for the day, you're really not.
Exactly. I have one more thing to do always. So. But luckily, I get to bring her to the gym with me, so she's like the official gym dog. So
oh, okay.
We're perfect for each other.
Yeah, that's one good thing about Philadelphia. You can bring your dog everywhere. I've brought mine pretty much everywhere. What,
Oh, yeah.
So, when you first meet The Rock, I've only met him once. He's a pretty charismatic guy. What was your feeling about him? And then, did he say anything to you about, you know, good luck or you better train harder or anything like that before everything started?
Well, it was amazing meeting him. The number one thing that I am just, he called me the pebble.
Right.
Which I take great pride in. That's kind of my nickname because people have said I look like the female version of The Rock. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my memorable little piece from meeting him. But, yeah, like everything that you see on TV and all this stuff is exactly what you get in person, like that amazing energy. It was everything I could have asked for.
Now, when this is all said and done, will you try and go into something else like professional wrestling or some other sporting activity?
So, I don't know. My number one right now is CrossFit. Mm-hmm. So, who knows, though? I'm a super open-minded person, especially when it comes to competing in athletics, anything. So, who knows? We'll see what the future holds.
I think I read in your bio that you're in recovery. What can you say about that as far as how exercise maybe helps you with that?
Yeah, so I have been sober since August 23rd, 2015. Beyond anything I've done so since then, it's the thing I'm most proud of in my life. I'm super, super open about it because I always say, like, if it helps one person, that's what I live for. Being part of the show and having them really love that part of my story, it makes me even more grateful to be a part of this because having such a large platform that Dwayne has given all of us to, you know, speak out on what we really, like who we are and what we've been through, it's just so amazing. So fitness, yes, it's number one in how I stay sober and how just helps me every day having goals attached to that. And for me, fitness is my passion. So I just highly suggest finding that thing that you just like lights you up and just you want to do every day that you would do for free. Just that makes you happy. So yeah, fitness in recovery is amazing. So I highly suggest it. If you're newly sober, if you've been sober for a while, it just makes you feel great physically and mentally.
So how hard has it been for, I don't know, weeks or months to sort of keep the secrets of this series and wanting people to see you and you can't really say that much and it's getting closer now?
Well, it was hard when we were filming and like all of that because people wanted to know like what I was doing. This is a big secret. And but now people really, really want to know because the hype is like crazy with the amazing commercials and all the promos. So it's hard, but it's a little fun being the only ones that know. It's kind of fun just keeping it a secret a little longer.